Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin. It's on page Resh Samach Gimel Seif Tesvav. It comes after page 524. Go to page 524. On the right side, you turn the page, you come to page Resh Samach Gimel. Simen Shin Tzadi Zayin Seif Tesvav Nahoros Hamoshchem Mayanos Hanoivim. Rivers that are flowing, and this is another very beautiful principle, rivers that are flowing and fountains that are flowing, Harehim Kiragli Hamamali. Who gets the water? What tchum do they have? They get the tchum of the person that fills up the water. How you find? That's because they're hefker. Basically, this is the same principle we had before. Yes, that these things, anything which is hefker, does not have a tchum. We learned yesterday the lomdis. They do get a tchum, but they get a tchum l'mafreya. Whoever acquires the water on Shabbos, we say gereira. Hover hadavu l'mafreya, that erev Shabbos, it was their property and it is their tchum. Because we learned yesterday the lomdis, because it is a very simple question. When does tchum Shabbos kick in? Erev Shabbos pein hashmashos. If that's the case, something which is hefker does not have a tchum. If I acquire something from hefker on Yom Tov, it has no tchum. So I can walk with it 2,000 amos. And then I can pass it off to another person who has a different tchum. And he can walk with it 2,000 amos. And then he can pass it off to another person. He can walk 2,000 amos. And before you know, the water has traveled across the world. Has traveled 20,000 amos. Because we keep on passing it off to different people which have different set of tchum. That sounds logical because the water did not get a tchum. Because the water was hefker at the moment of Bein HaShmashos. Since Bein HaShmashos was hefker, it did not get a tchum. Not get a tchum, it can go wherever it wants. No, well, chiddush yesterday is that the first person acquires the water on Yom Tov, the water becomes part of the tchum of that individual l'mafreya, retroactively. We say that as if the water was in the person's possession before Shabbos began, and that person is a limited tchum of 2,000 amos in each direction, and therefore he may not pass it off to another individual to travel another direction when Shabbos begins. Now here we're dealing with another similar thing. We're dealing with water which is flowing. Let's see Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav, let's see Lamed Vav. Nahoros Hamoshchem Afpi She'ein Noiv Afpi She'ein Noivim V'Hanoivim Afpi She'ein Yotzim Mimakom Neviyasim. Lamed Vav says the Mishnah Berurah, Nahoros, rivers Hamoshchem which are flowing, and the Mishnah Berurah says Afpi She'ein Noivim. You have She'ein or you have She'ein? What do you have in the Berurah? She'ein. We have a different addition. Lamed Vav. What does it say in Lamed Vav? That's in the Deer Show. I think Shaheen even.
Shaheen.
And you have a regular which Mishra Basar. What do you have? You have a regular Mishra?
No.
You have the Deer Show. He has a different edition. On the side, Lamed Vav.
Does it make sense to say that the river is not flowing?
She'ein. Okay, all right. So I'm not sure what it means. I'm sure it means something. Afi she'ein. My name Afi she'ein. Yotzi limokam nidiyasim limoshech v'ala. I'm not sure what it means. Lamed Zayin. Kimale hamamale. It gets the tchum of the person that fills it up. Afilu einam hefke. Now here is saying a chiddush. Kegoin sheshayachem leezeir or liyachad viatam dekev and the nighty loy konu shvisa etzel baalein bahareyim kirag hamamale oisam she'os konu shvisa bishvi sosai. So he's saying your new yisoy, something that we did not yet learn. What happens if the water is not private? We learned yesterday hefker, anything which is hefker does not have a tchum, and it first gets the tchum when it is acquired on Yom Tov, and it gets the tchum l'mafreya from the Tamer of Shabbos. But what about something which is not hefker, it's private property? So what would you say? Case closed. Something which is private property, it automatically acquires the tchum of the owner. And we learned yesterday, if you have a city and there are multiple owners, many people pay tax in the city. Who owns the water of the city? The whole city. So it gets basically the common denominator of the city. It gets the tchum. The city has a tchum. The standard tchum of the city is there are walls around the city and there are 2,000 amos in each direction. gets the tchum of the city. There's one more exception. Even if it's private property, if the object is not stationary at the moment of Bein Hashmashos, in order for something to establish a tchum, it must be stationary. If it is in movement, in motion, it does not acquire a tchum Shabbos. And therefore, when will it get the tchum Shabbos, even for a private, only at the moment, when it comes to rest, and it picks and it comes to rest. Konu shvisa bishvi sasai. Kevon shnifsugu oz mimokam neviusam mimokam hilucham. Okay, now let's go further. Let's go further in the halacha. So nahoros hamoshchem mayonos hanoivim harehim kiragli hamamale. Period. Hayu ba michutz l'tchum l'soichatchum. Next, so based upon this principle, what happens if water is flowing down a river? And the water that now you have in front of you at Shabbos afternoon, and you want to take the water, you want to carry the water with you. You want to take the water with you somewhere. Problem is, this water has been flowing from before Shabbos began. The water has flowed many miles. When Shabbos began, the actual water that you're taking out of the river, where was it before Shabbos began? Miles upstream. So, and there, that area, no one's living in that whole large area where the water was flowing, where there's no tchum. So the water that I am now coming in contact with is coming from outside of the tchum. And what is the law with regard to an object which has traveled outside the tchum? You may not move it more than Dalid Amos. So how are you allowed to pick up the water? No problem. Being that it was in motion, anything that's in motion does not acquire a tchum. Hayubayim michutz the tchum l'seichat tchum nemalim mehem b'shabbos ve'ein tzach lam b'yamtev. It is no tchum issue because it did not have shvisa. Mishnah Berurah lamed ches. Hayu v'loy kano shvisa klal chutz the tchum b'nei dinaydei. It was not resting. The Gashamim Hayardim me'erv yamtiv smuchim l'inari is another example. What about rain? Now the Mishnah Berurah expands this principle to rain. What happens if it rains in yamtiv, and the rain collects in a pool, in some type of puddle, and you want to take that water with you far away? The water, where did the water come from? The clouds. Where were the clouds? The clouds were in Rutherford, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Am I saying that right? Is it Rutherford?
Rutherford.
Okay.
Rutherford.
East Rutherford.
Yeah.
Me'er v'yamtiv v'sumul l'ir v'kol shkin g'shayardu g'sham hayardu me'er v'yamtiv smuchim l'ir. If the rain comes down, er v'yamtiv smuchim l'ir. The kol shekin g'shayardu b'ir atzma heim kiragli anshe oysel yir v'yatam yisham v'yansho yisamchu daitam alay. A new principle. Since they relied upon that, they were waiting eagerly for it to rain. So they'll have water. They need the water. It's a drought. Aval kashiyar debiyamtiv harem kiraglim male. So on Shabbos, he's differentiating between Shabbos and yamtiv. On Shabbos, kol shekein kashiyar debiyamtiv harem kiraglim anshayir. V'yatam shem anshayir samchu daitam olayu. So on Shabbos, people anticipate when will it rain. They're thinking about it, and I guess when it comes to laws of Eruv Tchum, we give it to them. It gets the Tchum, the same Tchum that the people have. That's the Tchum of the water, even though the water has come from a distance, because the people were anticipating that it will come. But on Yom Tif, I guess Yom Tif is different because Yom Tif you can travel. Here in the Dirshu, he says the reason. Look at the Dirshu number 32. V'atama chiluk on the right side. Ben yardu hagashamim b'yomtov leben yardu be'erev yomtov. Kosev rekiv eger. Kishu yardu be'erev yomtov. The difference between erev yomtov and yomtov. Kishu yardu be'erev yomtov. Kanu shvisa kragli an shoir. Kevin shahay sadaitam aleim. Aval kishu yardu be'yomtov. Shloi kanu shvisa me'erev yomtov. Yomtov atzma inim koinim shvisa elim kain zahab ha'am v'odam. Al kain areheim kragli ha'amale. So let's review what he's saying. We are differentiating between rain that has fallen Erev Yom Tov to rain that has fallen Yom Tov itself. Rain that falls Erev Yom Tov automatically gets the same status as the people of the city because they are anticipating that's when the chum kicks in. And since the rain already has arrived and is stationary or it's automatically, and the people were relying upon it, they were thinking about it, so it's automatically considered to be their property, and therefore gets the same tchum as the city. But when it rains on Yom Tov itself, where there's no way you can't anticipate, it's not in your possession. So it first becomes in your possession when you actually take hold of it. So then, if there are different people in the community and each one has made for themselves a different erev, one can go 4,000 amos west, one can go 4,000 amos east. Then the one finder's keepers, the one that picks it up, he will be able to take the water in his tchum. It's not dependent on the common denominator of the entire city. That is only true when the water already has arrived in the city on Erev Yom Tov. Because you can argue if the water has arrived in the city Erev Yom Tov, it's only going to go for one person. It's not going to go for the entire community. Right? There's water in the well. And it's rained Erev Yom Tov. The bar has filled up with rain. And this is finished Erev Yom Tov. So who's going to use that water? Well, whoever gets there first. It's Yom Tov afternoon. Whoever comes and takes the water will be the one that will be able to use the water for their personal needs. If it rains on Yom Tov itself, who gets the water in the pit? Whoever comes there first. So L'chayra, it should not make a difference. No, it does make a difference. When it rains before Yom Tov, and the water is already in the bar before Yom Tov begins, it's considered to be acquired by the entire community. And since the moment when the Erev kicks in, the Tchum kicks in, is Erev Yom Tov Bein Hashmashos, it already was there, Erev Yom Tov Bein Hashmashos, part of the city, it gets the Tchum of the entire city, the common denominator of all of the people in the city. But when it had this first rains on Yom Tov itself, it didn't get the tchum. Why did it not get the tchum? Because it wasn't here yet. So when will it first get the tchum? When someone will actually acquire it. So then we can be lenient and we can say the particular yachid, individual, that acquires it, he will impose upon the water his individual tchum, which may be different than his neighbor. It's not going to be the common denominator of the entire community. It will be the specific tchum of each individual, the one that finds it first. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Mile tes zayin. This is the subject of much discussion. This is a complicated sugya. Here's the case. We have a bar shel hefker. A lot of issues with that. This is a lot of sugyas. We have a bar shel hefker. And a person, so we know the basic law. The basic law is if you pick up bar mayim shel hefker, the water gets your tchum. But I'm not picking it up for me. I don't need water. I'm already finished. I am filling up the water for someone else. I can travel 4,000 amos east. The one that I'm picking up the water for can travel 4,000 amos west. I'm not picking up the water for me. I am picking up the water for my friend. Whose tchum does the water? Whose tchum? Who gets the tchum? So it says here, Mile Mayim Ibar Shel Hefker Letzor Chaver Harehem Kiragle Hamamale. The Mechaber says it's too bad. The one that picks up the water automatically gives the water its tchum. So even though I'm picking up the water for Shimon, doesn't matter. It gets the tchum of me, Ruvain's tchum. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah. He explains this and he says it's not so simple. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Lamites. Mishnah Berurah Lamites. Kiragle Hamamale. Af acha shemosham liyodo. It doesn't matter. Even though I've taken the water, I've given the water to Shimon, it doesn't matter. It remains with my tchum of Reuven. The atam. What's the reason? The af the kaim lo magilu tzilachav v'kona chav. Even though we have a halach, a general principle. If you pick up a lost object, you pick up something that's hefker in the street for my friend. If I pick up an object for Shimon, automatically Shimon acquires it. Hayne mishum migu de zochi l'nav she zochi na milchav. Here's the lamedus. Why does that work? Why do I have the power to pick up an object in the street and automatically Shimon will acquire it? Shimon did not do anything. So there's a lumdus. Migul. Since if I want, I can pick it up for myself. I have an option of picking up for myself. So Chazal said, since you can take it for yourself, you can take it for somewhere else. So the only reason why Shimon gets it, he acquires it legally, is because I have an option of acquiring it legally. So the laws of acquisition, of property, of ownership, we take the word meager, we go all the way through. Shimon is only getting it because I can get it. But when you come to the law of Tchum, you get stuck. Since the Migu, you have to work the principle of Migu. Once you enter the first step, you're locked out. And what's the first step? I have to have the option of acquiring it. And my Tchum is to the east. My friend is to the west. You get stuck right away. The water gets the Tchum of Mir Ruvain to the east, not to the west. Let's see inside. The Kaimon.
It doesn't work because they're not on equal terms.
Let's see the words inside. And then he comes to argue, strongly disagree with us, the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaimelon, Hamagbiya Mitzir Lechaveh, right? When it comes to laws of acquisition ownership, Konechaveh, Hainu Mishram Migu de Zoche Lenavshe, because I can acquire for myself Zoche Namun Lechaveh. The Kavon, here are the key words, according to the Machaber's understanding, the loy zochi ela mikoy choy, the only reason why Shimon legally takes ownership is because of Reuven's koyach to acquire, harei heim kiraglof. So for the laws of Tchumin, it gets the Tchum of Reuven. See, splitting hairs. He's splitting here and here that when it comes to law of Tchumin, the Migu gets cut off in the middle. You need to come on to Migu. You need to come on to Migu in order to allow Shimon to acquire the water. So once we're coming on to Migu, it's really always being channeled through me. The laws of Tchumin don't allow relay races. It's not like the Olympics where you can go one to the next. It's stuck. And the water gets the tchum of the koyach of Reuven. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, I don't like this. That's always the best. That's like, you know, the trivia Mishnah Berurahs. They're all over the place. When the Mechaber says something, when the Ramos says something, and the Mishnah Berurah says, guess what? None of the above. We disagree. And I was like, wow. You have a coming along over here, someone that's so many years later, it's based on all the Pesachim which preceded the Mishnah Berurah, but the Ayin V'Halacha, Shehar Becholkim Alzeh, many do disagree with the words of the Mechaber. Vida, Dim, and therefore, what do they say? They say, no, the same way that automatically it goes, it becomes the property of Shimon, for acquisition purposes, it gets the Tchum of Shimon. One thing is for certain, that if the pit is not hefker, the pit is owned jointly by two partners, and you filled up the water for the purpose of your partner, not for yourself, but for your partner, so it goes without saying, since it's not hefker, since because we own 50-50, then the water automatically will have the tchum of Shimon, not of Reuven, because it's his portion. When it comes to laws of Rabbanon, he's not in that in partnership, you don't need to come on to me. It's not because since I can acquire myself, I'm acquiring it for you. You own it. You're a 50-50 partner in this water with me. So when I pick it up on your behalf, it's automatically yours and it gets your tchum. So bottom line is, we have basically three different cases. We have you picking up the water on behalf of your friend. You're picking it up from Hefker. We have a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. Not the Mishnah Berurah, but who the Mishnah was quoting from. Whose tchum does the water get? The Mechaber says it gets the water of Reuven, because the only reason why Shimon acquires it legally is because of the Migu the Zoch L'Nafshe Zoch L'Chavre. So you have to work through Reuven. Once you work through Reuven, so the Tchum stops there, it gets the Tchum of Reuven. The Mishnah says Harbe Cholk Malzeh, it gets the Tchum of Shimon. And then we discuss a new case where it's not a bar shel hefker, it's a bar that belongs to partners, and one partner is picking up some water on behalf of the other partner, then everyone agrees that it gets the Tchum of the other partner of Shimon and not of Reuven. Okay, next halach of design. Me shahayu lo peiros mufkadim beir acheres rechayka mimenu beir b'nei oisa ir lovo yetzlay lo yavi lo mi peirosav she peirosav kamahu. Let's say you have your peiros stored in someone else's city, and that city, let's say, is 3,000 amos away. I live here, they live there. there is a distance of 3,000 amos, so I can't go to them. But they have made an Erev. The other city has it, so they can travel to me. I can't go to them because I'm limited to travel only 2,000 amos west. But the people in that city have made an Erev Tchum where they can travel 4,000 amos east. So they can come to me. And it happens to be that I have my property stored in that city. I have food, and my food is in the refrigerator of someone in the city, City B. So can the person from City B bring me my food? He made an Erev, but I did not. No, well, here it depends. So here it says, here are the different cases. Mi shahayu lo peros mufkadim b'iracheres v'chaykem menu b'erev b'nei oiso yer lo yetzai. Lo yaviu lo mi peirosav she peirosav kamohu, because they can go, but not my peiros can't go. My peiros are locked down because my peiros are outside of my tchum. My tchum is 2,000 amos. My peiros are outside my tchum. My peiros cannot walk more than dalet amos. When is that true? Only only where my peiros are in a corner. In other words, there is a section of the room that has been designated for my peiros, in the refrigerator. There's an area, the whole area of the food is off limits to the people of that city. They have their city, and I either rent space or they lend me space, and in the space that they have designated on my behalf, my peiros are stored. Then my peiros are independent of the city. They are viewed as an extension of myself. We are 3,000 amos apart. They cannot go anywhere. But let's say the peiros have not designated to a specific location, but the peiros are just resting in their rishus. They are just holding the peiros there for me. Aval im lo yichilchem harayim kiragli zeh shehem mufkadim etzlo. Then it gets the status of the people who are guarding the peiros, and they can bring the peiros to me. Okay, so we differentiate between a situation where the peiros are in a Keren Zavis, or the peiros are not in a Keren Zavis. Now let's go to, let's see anything important here. Mem, no, Mem Aleph, and Mem Beis. No, okay, let's go to Yitchas. One more halacha to finish the simin. Mi shezimin etzli orchem biyomtov lo yolichu biyodam monos lamakam she'ein bal hasuda yochol leilech bo. A person invites guests to come for the meal, and the guests have made the guests, the reason why the guests can come. Mi shezimin etzli orchem biyomtov lo yolichu biyodam monos lamakam she'ein bal hasuda yochol leilech bo. Let's see, the Mishnah Berurah explains in more detail. So here we have you invite a guest, and the guest wants to take the food, the leftovers, pack up doggy bags. Right, you go to a vart, you go to a wedding, and you want to go, can you please put the food in a bag? I want to take it home with me, pack it up. Problem is, where are you going? I'm going 4,000 amos. But the person who made the kiddush, who made the sud, who made the shev brachos, did not make a ruvei tchumen. So the balabais, the host, can only go 2,000 amos. The guest can go 4,000 amos. The guest couldn't finish the meal. The guest wants to pack up the meal and take it with him home on Yom Tov. Problem is, the food is going outside the tchum of the host, but it's not going outside the tchum of the guest. Where does the food go? This is a big topic in halacha, if you're allowed to take home food when you go to a guest, what the status is. So here it says very clearly that no, you're not allowed to take the food home with you, because the food has the tchum of the Baal HaBayis, not the tchum of the guest. Let's read one more time inside.
So the Baal HaBayis, can he be mafker it?
It's too late to be mafker, because the tchum already kicked in ben ashloshos. If the Baal HaBayis was mafker before Yom Tov.
But if he mafkers it, then It doesn't have a tum. The other guy has a tum. The guest has a tum.
I guess if I'm not mistaken, the law of Hefker could be. If I'm not mistaken, the law of Hefker is only where it was Hefker Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. If the object was under the authority of a human being, of a person that has a shvisa when Shabbos begins, even if it becomes Hefker.
You're saying like the water in a puddle from
right.
Erev Yom Tov. I understand what you're saying.
Let's see, one more time. Okay, I invite guests. Serving a lavish meal. And the guests want to take some of the portions, the delicious food, home with them to their wives, their family, where they came from. And they can go, they have an Eruv Tchum, they can go 4,000, and I can only go 2,000. Lo yolichu biyadam manos l'makom she'en balasudu yochol elichbo. They cannot take the leftover food with them to a place where the balabais cannot go, unless... Before Yom Tov begins, the Balabai says, "On the porch that you're going to eat, I'm mezake you, so that you can take the leftovers with you to your tchum."
I have a question.
Let me just finish up the halacha. Ella imkein zicha lohem bi erev Yom Tov al yidei achar b'monos. You have to make a formal kinyan. You have to go to another person. Another person will pick up and make a kinyan, they got a handkerchief. And by you making this kinyan, you're going to acquire the food, the portions on behalf of all of the guests. It's their food. If it's their food, they can take it to their tchum. And this is many nachmanis halacha. Let's say, for example, the halacha, let's say you're a guest for a seder. But the halacha is matzah. You have to own the matzah. Matzah is the din of lochem. Just like the Zin of Lochem when it comes to Luv and Esrog, the first day of Luv and Esrog, there's a Din Lochem, you have to own the matzah. If you are a guest at someone's home for Pesach,
you give a pruta before you...
No, so that's the question. So how does it work? So the Minhag Olam is, they're going to do nothing.
Right.
It's assumed. No, because why? Because it's assumed that if you are my guest, I'm giving you the food. It's
right.
Your food. When you pick up the food, it's yours. Mm. I'm not going to be so. If I'm going to have you regurgitate the food and give it back to you when the meal is over. Of course, I'm giving it to you. Some of the real, if you really want to be real, machmirim, they go to people like Talmudim, they go to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, I'm being machmir you the matzah. I'm being machmir to you. It's your matzah. There's no chash that it should not be a din of lochem. How far does this go? This I remember. Rising, let's give shir about this. You go to a vart. Do you have a right? Really, do you have a right to take with you, right, there's some candy. You want to take with you some candy home. Do you have a right to take the candy home? If I want, I can eat it.
I don't know. I don't know. You
know,
I'm such a like a snore if you stick stuff.
That's the question. How far does it go? So on the one hand, is a very nice, some sushi. I want to pack up a few extra pieces of sushi and take it home with me. Is my gezel? But if I would want to eat five portions, no one would stop me. The Baal HaBayis allows me to do so. So it's a tough question. There's a certain accepted. You want to pack up one or two pieces, fine. But you can't go pack up the whole table. That's already ridiculous.
Is that stealing?
Yes, that's exactly the point. So there is a degree in how far it goes when you give, when you don't give. When you're a guest, someone's home, the other nafkaminas, but here, when it comes to the laws of tchumin, it has its own shulchan aruch. The laws of tchumin are, you're my guest, maybe it's a din lochem. When you eat the matzah, it's your matzah. Gazuntehe, it's your matzah. But it still has my tchum. You can't take the matzah with you to your tchum.
But at any affairs, it's not the Baal HaBosses who takes
the caterer.
Back the extra. The caterer takes back the extra food.
It's complicated. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
There is no clear answer.
When I got married,
it's a matter of what is what's normal, what's accepted. Okay, let's take a break. We finished the seminar.
The food belongs to you.
Yeah,